Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'd like to continue on in a message, The Cry of the Blood, and make a brief reference to some of the comments that were made by the Lord recorded in Luke, the 11th chapter. He was speaking to the Pharisees. He was speaking to scribes. He was speaking to lawyers. And he said in verse 46, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye yourself touch not the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe unto you, for ye build the sepulchres of the prophets, and your fathers killed them." In verse 52, he says, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered." Beloved, we have to have the reality of an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites." He spoke of them as graves filled with dead men's bones. Jesus didn't waste any time in rhetoric. He was precisely to the point. He said, "Ye are as graves. You're dead. Your socialistic gospel is dead. Your rituals are dead. Your creeds are dead. Your forms, your traditions just entice people unaware that they're just entering a form of religious pageantry." God wants faith, not religious works. God wants consecration, not mind-clouding rituals. There are many sincere, wonderful men and women of God that began their higher education in a religious seminary so they could be qualified as true ministers, and some of them have just quit in sad despair. I actually heard a story from someone I knew of a young man who went to college who had really high ideals. He wanted to learn the Word of God so he could be a proper minister and effective leader of the people, and he said that during 4 years of academic training, he had only one semester of theology. He learned about corporate business procedures, about sociology, about behavioral sciences, about humanism, about history and higher mathematics. But while learning all these things, he said, "I forgot about God." Beloved, Jesus is the only answer to the hunger of men's hearts. They long for peace. And the only peace to be found is in the Lord. Jesus said in the Word, "There's no peace to the wicked." And beloved, Jesus is not a premise. He's not some guru of some Eastern philosophy. He is the very embodiment of truth. And in one sense, Jesus is really the world's only real, true revolutionary, because when you came to know Jesus, when I came to know Him as Lord and Savior, you're just not reformed, you will be literally transformed. The Word of God says we become a new creature. That's why Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." And you know, Jesus didn't come to bring peace. He said, "Don't think that I've come to bring peace. I've come to set, you know, a mother against son, father against children, that a man's enemies would be those of his own household." Because of the message that He brought, Jesus knew that. He said, "Don't expect that you're going to be well-liked. If you will really, truly respond to Me, you will have to take a stand. And sometimes that's a costly and a painful stand." But beloved, He's the only answer. When Jesus asked His disciples, when He started preaching that the hard sayings, He turned to His disciples and He said, "Will you go also?" And Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." There's no person that could find peace There's no individual who could find God through logic or philosophy, beloved. It is only through faith. In my own personal experience, when I was exposed after my 10 years wandering in the world, I was afraid because I was convinced the answers were not to be found in Christianity. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to take this, so I really need to just figure this out. I need to analyze it. And I got nowhere, and I realized that the only way I could make sense out of all that I was experiencing was to just come to the Lord in faith. I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. And what do we see as we've been looking at this chapter in Genesis, the fourth chapter? We see these two brothers who offered sacrifices. Abel offered his sacrifice, the best of what he had, to the Lord out of love and in faith. And we know it was accepted. And because he offered his sacrifice in faith, and also because he gave God the best. And beloved, when we come to Jesus, we must come in faith. We must present ourselves as living sacrifices to God. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And, oh, hear this, be not conformed to this world. That's the problem, as I've been sharing in the church world. Many are trying to conform to the world so they will be accepted, to bring in those that might be offended by hearing a message on sin and eternal hellfire. I'm not speaking about being unloving, but beloved, there's only two places people are going to go, to heaven or to hell. And where we go depends on what we do with Jesus. Paul goes on to say, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Please understand, I'm certainly not against Bible-based, Bible-teaching, Bible-practicing churches or ministers. I'm not against anyone or any church organization that is truly Christian, who preaches the whole counsel of God without compromise. There have been so many people who have come through the years. We used to have crusades as well as a local church in the San Francisco Bay Area, and they would ask for guidance or counseling regarding a certain problem. And the first thing that Brother Glass would say, or I would say, is, if you're a Christian, do you have a pastor? Do you have a church that you're going to? And if they respond yes, then what we would do is we'd respond, we'd listen, and we would pray, but we would always advise them, even if they wrote through the correspondence, to go to their pastor and tell their pastor the same thing that they, you know, were sharing with us. And so, beloved, that's the important thing. That's why God gave pastors, so there would be an under-shepherd who would know the individual sheep, the flock that God had entrusted to them. God placed a curse on Cain because he rose up in anger and slew his brother. It was a jealous anger. God said that he would be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And beloved, please hear my heart. God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. He's given us the message of his new covenant. He has given us the commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom, to preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. It's not a complex message. A child can understand it, that Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God said to Cain, the voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Genesis 4:8 tells us that Cain talked with Abel. It doesn't tell us what they talked about. You know, it could have been Cain trying to persuade Abel to do a different offering. He could have asked him to quit doing so well, give him a chance to bring his kind of harvest. Whatever was discussed, it really doesn't matter. What matters was the result. The cord of hate and murder was played on the heartstrings of Cain, for he rose up and slew his brother Abel. What a terrible thing. And beloved, we can do, there's so much of that happening literally today, but we can do that if we will not follow the way of the Lord. There's no way around it, beloved. Man is a sinner because he was born with a sinful nature. Now, in today's world, we don't want to hear about sin. We don't want to hear that we're wrong. The modernists, the liberals in the church know this. They want to water it down. They admit that somehow or other man sins. You can look around you everywhere and see suffering humanity. The different religions that are in existence in the world today are in attempts at bringing man away from sin and suffering, away from hate and prejudices and social injustice and selfishness and avarice and larceny. But beloved, there is only one true way by which the human race can obtain freedom from all of these things. These things are the fruits of the cancerous sort in our nature, which is sin. There's no other way, beloved, than to acknowledge that we are sinners. Even if we might think, well, you know, I'm really not a good person. I mean, I am a good person. I don't do, you know, I try to be fair with everybody. Beloved, we are children of Adam and Eve, and that original sin is upon every human being, and it's only wiped away when we accept the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for me. And because we have accepted him, God has allowed us to stand in righteousness before him. Beloved, there's a beacon light flashing incandescently to the whole world, and it's in the shape of a cross. And it was upon that cross that Jesus was nailed. And it was upon that cross that Jesus nailed the curse forever, freeing every man, woman, boy, and girl who will believe on him and come to him in faith. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I have more to share. We'll just continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I want to thank you so much for your prayer support, UCM Partners, for your generous financial giving. Because of you, we're able to remain on this station and continue moving on and moving and blessing people through our various outreaches. Thank you, beloved, for listening. I pray for you every day, radio family, whether you've written or not, I'm praying for you. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and love these times that we share together. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.